world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
I feel that our kids should not be going to school to learn to disrespect the government.
Good morning. Jeg heter Pia Beate Pedersen.
I'm not buying into this Western either. You know, the Cowboys think they're Clint Eastwood. They're more of a broke.
Both Mario's mother and father were very clear when they told the doctors and nurses at the hospital.
Head was shaking.
Not a bad idea.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. You know, you got Roger Clemens. You got Bill Gates. You got Phil Hendry. Well, you got Roger Clemens, Bill Gates, good and rich. You got Phil Hendry, good. Anyway, David G. Hall is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk about Craigslist and what Craigslist, their latest announcement, means, especially to executives, to professionals, and so on. And we'll tell you what that latest announcement is in just a moment here. Chelsea Handler, you know who she is? Chelsea Handler is a TV host. She does a late-night television show on E!, and she's an aspiring comic. Some people like her, and some people don't. But nonetheless, she had an audition tape that was inventive. The audition tape was the following thing. It was her doing stand-up comedy, and then it looked like she had taped over her having sex with her boyfriend. And this was her intention to present this audition tape, making it look like it was something that had been taped over a sex tape. Well, some people got a hold of it, and they think it's actually a sex tape that she was trying to keep from the public. Now, she claims, no, it's a joke. It's just an audition tape that was sort of a goofy idea. And she says, I've been showing it to my friends at Christmas for years. So we'll talk about that next hour in our news hour with Bud and with Robert Leonard. But first off, this hour, and by the way, our website, philhendryshow.com, I haven't even mentioned our great website and all of the things we have to offer there, including all of our archives, the downloads that we have for you, our podcast, the mini, the daily podcast, the classic podcast, the live streaming video that you can watch right now of our radio show, right at this very moment. Either watch it on your computer or watch it mobile via your Android or your Evo phone. We are available on your mobile device right now, live or on demand, our daily video cast. Very excited about that. So that makes us sort of as cool as like DirecTV. So wherever you want to watch the Phil Hendry Show, you can right now using your mobile device. 877-876-PHIL, the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Online classified website Craigslist broke its silence over the abrupt closure of its adult services section and said the shutdown is now permanent. It is a permanent shutdown, and we're going to get into discussing this with David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication, because this is the shutting down, David, of a major advertising source, I would imagine, for... Is this an advertising source?
Well, it depends on whether or not Craigslist was taking money for these ads, or these were just part and parcel of the free service that Craigslist does provide. But they do have, obviously, a section where there are paid ads. This is something that, by and large, comes as a shocker because the adult entertainment business has been a big mover in the Internet for quite some time.
All right. Well, it says here that the quirky San Francisco-based website has declined until Wednesday to provide an explanation for the sudden removal of the ads for, escort, massage, and other services. In an appearance before a congressional committee looking into the sexual trafficking of minors, William Powell, a Craigslist director, said the site had no plans to reinstate the category. Those who formerly posted ads in this adult services category will now have to advertise elsewhere, Powell said. He is the director of customer service and law enforcement relations, according to the website. Have you ever talked to this man?
No, I haven't talked to him, but I think it's probably a very good idea that Craigslist have an individual that as a liaison, at least with law enforcement. And my God, Phil, if you think about the problems that were caused by the murder of that poor young girl, obviously the Craigslist ad was right up to their eyeballs with police officers.
No doubt. Isn't there that Powell told the House committee, the decision to no longer run adult service ads applied not only to the United States, and that it applied only to the United States at the moment, and that erotic service categories remained on Craigslist sites in other countries, including Canada. Now, they don't say in here why they decided to remove it, but I guess for the obvious reasons that there are sexual predators, and that there seems to be a higher level of danger related to these ads in the United States than elsewhere.
Well, this is unfortunate. Elizabeth McDougal, she's the Craigslist counsel. She said that Craigslist was working with the Canadian authorities, but there had been no request from Canada to remove adult service ads there. She said that they don't believe it's appropriate for U.S. policy to dictate what Canada should be doing. I'm personally a little bit upset, and I have to, couch my words, because she is saying that in the United States, we no longer are able to have Craigslist ads because we are basically what she's saying is we are a sexual deviant society, whereas Canada, they're allowed to have Craigslist sex ads. Now, understand something, Phil. In Canada, they have not only Craigslist, they have legal escort services wherein the women engage in sex, or the men, depending. This is legal in Canada. You can order an escort for the night and have sex with that woman, and it's legal so long as it's in the privacy of a hotel room or elsewhere. The United States, that is not the case. Now, Craigslist, in keeping with the perception that the United States is so sexually debased, that the United States of America is so sexually degenerated, and that we are almost, Phil, when I think about how Craigslist is treating us, I get angry, because it's almost as if we are a slathering, syphilitic, mentally deformed, you know?
No, I don't. I don't know. I mean, I think I know what you mean. They consider us to be not a safe country when it comes to sex.
Well, no, but beyond that, they're saying that the United States is different from Canada. In Canada, they have legalized prostitution so long as it's done in a hotel room, etc., and no one bothers you. But in the United States, you are not only not allowed to have an escort, you can't even go to Craigslist now and find some outlet that way, and the reason is because the United States is perceived to be a degenerated, corrupt matrix of disease and moral filth. I am very, very offended by that.
And well, who are you? Are you angry at Craigslist?
Absolutely angry at Craigslist. That's what Craigslist is saying. And they operate in the United States of America. They operate in San Francisco.
And well, let's talk about the murder of that young woman in Boston, and the possibility that this kind of thing could take place again.
Phil, I will tell you this much. It was a horrible thing that happened to that young lady. There's no question it was horrible. There's no question it was horrible, but it was one incident, and because of it, the United States of America and the American male, because that's what we're talking about, is considered to be a filthy and disease-ridden moral reprobate, not much more involved or removed, too far removed from the gutters of Oliver Twist and Dickensian London. That's what we are calling American men. And I find it insulting.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with David G. Hall about Craigslist deciding to remove the sexual ads from its service. So you feel that the American male deserves this resource from Craigslist?
What I'm saying is the following thing. I don't think there's an executive. I don't think there is a professional listing. Putting this as directly as I can, It was a resource for executives, a resource for men and women who travel for business, where you could use the Craigslist directory when you visited a city, and you could avail yourself of it, and it provided for some relaxation. It was no one's business but yours and the individual you contracted with.
And even though it's against the law.
Let's just, for a moment, not talk about whether it's against the law or not, because there's a lot of things that are against it. You're going to tell me that you never cheat on your taxes?
No. I'm not going to. I don't want to. I'm not going to talk about anything else. It's against the law.
I'm the vice president of syndication for this program, and I'd like to tell you this right now. I don't want you to mention that it's against the law. I want to talk specifically about Craigslist.
Well, David, you may be the vice president of syndication. By the way, the girl that was killed, Julissa Brisman.
Who's that?
The lady that was killed by Philip Markoff.
The lady that was killed by Markoff?
The Craigslist?
Yes. That's. I'm sorry. You got my mind thinking of something else. I don't want you talking about whether it's illegal.
Well, you can't tell me what to talk about, David. I have to bring up the fact that prostitution is illegal in the United States, and so therefore the Craigslist sex advertisements really are enabling an illegal act. And not only that, but it was the place that Philip Markoff went to find a victim.
Well, you're not living in the real world. I heard you with this other guest. The real world is this. As an executive who works very hard and travels a lot, I am speaking for other executives when I say that we could relax when we got into a strange city or a new town, pick up the phone, go to Craigslist, and now that isn't going to happen anymore, and then you bring up that it's illegal. I'm not going to talk about that because no one, that is not germane right now. Craigslist is calling me a degenerate, is saying that I am no better than something that supped not too far away from a gutter in 1830s London. That's where I ate. I would sit and eat out of a bowl. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the moral. Craigslist is saying that the American male is a moral degenerate, is a syphilitic.
Craigslist is saying that prostitution's illegal, that a young lady was killed as the result of someone who saw an ad on their website, and they therefore are discontinuing their adult education, their adult services section. And you're saying that they shouldn't because executives were able to avail themselves of prostitutes there.
And again, I don't want you using the word prostitute, and I don't want you saying that it's illegal.
But isn't that what it is?
I don't want you saying that it's illegal, and I don't want you using the word prostitute. I want you instead to emphasize, as I have been, that Craigslist now considers the American male to be nothing more than Bill Sykes, to be someone with a drinking and, for all I know, drug problem who has... You don't get it, do you?
Do you feel you're speaking for the American man?
I'm speaking for American men when I say that Craigslist provided a place where we could get some relaxation, and now because of one thing that happened, and this woman testifying in front of Congress and talking about how clean living they are in Canada, and down here we don't deserve it because we are so deviant and so deranged and so decrepit that we're like Dorian Gray, like we have no soul and we barely have enough tissue to hold our bones together. I am outraged.
David G. Hall joining us here on the Phil Henry Show, our Vice President of Syndication, the discontinuing of the adult services at Craigslist. David feels it's an insult to American men. It basically says that we are sex degenerates and fiends and not executives who travel and look for relaxation when we get into a new town and perhaps we're being able to, you know, avail ourselves of Craigslist's adult entertainment section. What do you think about Craigslist discontinuing their adult entertainment section? And do you think it is a comment on the American man being a degenerate sex predator when you compare it to Canada, where they allow it in Canada and they have legalized prostitution? 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to go.
Phil,
are we off the air?
We're off the air now, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to go to Canada, but
broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And David G. Holland, the Vice President of Syndication for our radio show, is on the line with us. David, you do a lot of traveling, selling the show and affiliating the show and so forth, so you're in a lot of different cities. And what we're talking about here tonight, folks, is the fact that Craigslist has removed its adult services ads. In fact, they removed these ads on September the 3rd following months of pressure, and they have finally broken their silence over this. They have said not only have we removed those ads as of the 3rd of September, we will never run adult service ads again. And this was before a congressional committee. Now, one of the counsels for Craigslist said that the Canadian authorities, they're not removing their ads in Canada because they haven't been asked to. All of this stuff, in your mind, David, is an insult to American men. And it's an insult to American men because in Canada, it's business as usual.
I want to interrupt you for just a minute. The American man, and Americans in general, when it comes to this kind of topic, because you and I are in the media, we know when people are being honest and when they are just saying what they expect their neighbors want them to say. But when it comes to this kind of topic, the Americans are generally not the most honest people in the world. And I'm asking tonight that the American male that is listening to your broadcast, or any broadcast for that matter, have the guts to say what I'm saying, which is that we use this service, and Craigslist, by removing the service, has made it official that the American male is a child trafficking, malignant, moral degenerate.
Why do you say child trafficking?
Because one of the reasons they said they're taking off is because of child trafficking. I find that so beyond the pale that I almost called Craigslist today and tried to get through to the head of their company just to tell them what I thought of them and their company, to say that we're going to remove our adult services ads because there may be child trafficking. Now you are accusing me, an American, of being a child trafficking, malignant, sex degenerate. So I'm asking American men to have the guts to admit that Craigslist and their adult service ads has been, it's helped me.
And so can I ask you, I mean, it's a personal question, do you use this?
I'll answer that by saying that.
Well, you just asked the American men to have the guts to say that they use...
You?
No, I do not.
Why would you ask me to have the guts, to be honest, when you don't have the guts?
David, I'm telling you the truth. I don't travel like you do, man. I'm close to home. I do my radio show from a studio in a fixed position Monday through Friday. You're going all around the country affiliating the show, or you're going all around the country finding advertisers. Why am I going to, go to Craigslist?
It's a lot easier. You have your own home. You live near the beach. And I'm sure that there are a lot of these women on this, they want to go down to the beach. But
I don't think that that's an honest statement. You said that the American men should have more guts.
The American male doesn't have any guts when it comes to Craigslist. He knows that he uses it. He knows other men that use it. He knows that it is a source of relaxation. You take this away. You take Craigslist and the adult service ads away from the American sexual scene, if you will, and you're going to have Phil, I can tell you, you won't even want to remember what happens next, because without the ability to get a woman, you're going to have male-on-male assault of a sexual type. You will have deviant activity. And
I don't know what you mean by...
What I mean by deviant activity... I'm talking about animals. I'm talking about male-on-male, male-on-dog, because Craigslist didn't have the guts...
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Keep their adult service.
Phil.
Are we on the air?
It's The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com, where right now we have live streaming video of our show, and you can get us either on your computer at home or on your mobile device wherever you are, live streaming video of the show. David, you and I had a very spirited little exchange during the break. I said that people on the Internet are not stupid, but the Internet is so big, it brings out a lot of the stupid people. And what is more stupid, for instance, than someone filming themselves committing a crime and then putting it on YouTube? And you agreed, right?
Yeah, I agreed, but then I took exception to you, because you said that made people that bought ads on Craigslist stupid. People that bought adult oriented ads, adult sexual ads.
Well, I have to say, if you are engaged in the sex trade and you're buying an ad on Craigslist, doesn't that sort of expose you a little bit?
If I put an ad in Craigslist, I'm a man, I'm an executive, I'm traveling, and I advertise for a young lady to come to my hotel because there's a certain thing that I like that I need to have done, or how, I don't care how you put it, but I gotta get it the way I want to have it, and so you understand what I'm saying?
Have you put an ad like that in Craigslist?
That's neither here nor there whether I have or not. What I'm saying is, does that make me stupid? And I think what you're saying, you join with the Canadian government and Craigslist in saying that the American man is stupid, he is a malignant dwarf, he's a...
No, I am not saying that, man. I'm simply saying if you advertise, and we're talking here about Craigslist has taken its adult section down, if you advertise committing a crime, doesn't that make you stupid?
No, it depends on what you're... If I advertise, I'm a traveling executive, I need relaxation. I know that if I don't get relaxation, our country is in trouble. I told you about the male-on-male...
And you were talking about mail on dog or something like that.
I'm saying if Americans are forced to be deviant with their sex, I don't think you understand.
Well, David, look at man. If you're telling me that Craigslist is a normal place for executives to relax at, all right, fine. But if you're telling me that if you don't have Craigslist and it's going to be mail on mail sex,
the Craigslist considers the American man, as I said, to be nothing more than an infected, diseased thing. Not even a man. We're an anti-man. That's what they think we are. Canada, they get to have all the sex they want. They get to have Craigslist, but not in America. No, we don't get to do that. You want to know why? Because Craigslist thinks of us as sick and twisted and diseased because of one murder, just one. And here are the words of the lady from Craigslist. She said it. She said, despite all of our best efforts, it's impossible to keep the crime to zero. But, so she wants us to think, I think Craigslist is they're horrible.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. Neil in Raleigh. Go ahead, Neil. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall.
Craigslist has it's their own prerogative whether or not they want to remove that service from there. And it's if they feel it's for the safety of the public, that they minimize the amount of crime that's out there, because I guarantee you that murder is not the only thing that's gone on out there.
Why do you automatically assume that it's Craigslist? In Canada, they have Craigslist, and they're not taking any of the sex ads off of there, and I'm sure they had a guy cut a guy's head off on a bus in Canada.
That had nothing to do with Craigslist.
First of all,
the man...
the laws in Canada have nothing to do with the laws in the United States. Prostitution and that kind of thing is illegal here in most areas. So, you know, if they're trying to minimize the solicitation of prostitution on the internet in the United States, that's for their safety and for the safety of the public. If Canada wants to have it and they want to legalize it, that's up to Canada.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting, don't you, that in Canada they can handle it. In America, we don't get to do it. And they had a guy get his head cut off on a bus.
That wasn't a Craigslist, though. Why do you bring that up?
I don't know what that had to do with, Phil. But I'm telling you, that was a violent, vicious act.
It had nothing to do with Craigslist. It was a psycho on a bus. But we're talking about a guy that murdered a girl as a result of an ad he saw on Craigslist here in the United States. And maybe they haven't had that in Canada. You know, Canada's pretty... they keep a lid on a lot of stuff, man.
What do you mean they keep a lid on a lot of stuff? They don't...
They've got a... Their speech up there is restricted, a lot of things.
I'm telling you and this gentleman, we are disrespected in this country. This gentleman talking, you, Phil, me, every American man is disrespected by Craigslist in the United States Congress because we're considered to be sexual deviants. We cannot control ourselves. We can't control our actions. I can't relax in a hotel room. Okay,
it sounds
if
to me,
I avail myself of Craigslist. No. There's nothing wrong with me, Neil. There's nothing. You don't get caught in the trap that there's something wrong with me because I like women.
You don't have to go onto Craigslist to find a woman. But it sounds to me that you want to justify your hypocrisy and your immorality.
Wait a minute. Now there you go, see? Because I like women, I'm debi- This is what I'm saying, Phil. Because I like women, I'm something that I'm two steps up from the gutter. Why am I debauched?
Maybe it's because you're buying a prostitute. Maybe it's because
go ahead, think of something.
The threat of disease.
I this isn't about me.
Well, you pretty much have gone out there to say that you use Craigslist or did.
That's not what it's about.
Well, it sounds to me like you're angry because Craigslist no longer has these ads. And I'm sure, Neil, would you agree with that, Neil?
Don't ask this guy.
No, it sounds like you're angry that there isn't any ads for you to avail yourself of when you go from town to town on Craigslist.
Well, you know, I don't know what you two guys do for fun. I happen to like women. That's my, you know.
So go to a bar, or go to a club like everybody else, and find a woman there that you could take up.
And maybe find a woman there.
But you don't have to solicit for one. You don't have to go on to a site to do that.
Why not? What's wrong with that? I'm going to go to a bar and hope I find someone with teeth. That's number one. And
all right, David.
Well, you guys are saying go to a bar, roll the dice, maybe you leave with a woman, and maybe she's got teeth. You know, and.
All right, Neil, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You have come out on the program here this evening, David, and basically said this is your problem.
No, I have not, and I resent you twisting it that way.
No, you have, because you've said that you and other executives can't relax by going to Craigslist and finding a woman.
I think there are millions of American men tonight, and certainly thousands within your listening voice, within your speaking voice, who agree with me, but as I've said, don't have the guts to admit it. Now, I like women. I know that makes me a freak. I know that...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all, okay? But breaking the law to find a woman, to have the company of a woman, may be something that a lot of guys think twice about.
Well, I don't. I don't. That's why I get what I... And when I put an ad in the newspaper that says I want a woman at my hotel room to do certain things, how does that make me weird? See, all I'm doing is I'm using the Internet for things that other people use the Internet. Other people get to use the Internet for stuff. Why can't I use it for stuff?
Prostitution is illegal in the United States. Craigslist having those adult service ads already was courting people who were breaking the law. And then we had the incidents of a young woman getting murdered. Now,
all right, but in Canada they don't.
Well, they can't. Like that other guy said, man, Canada's Canada.
Well, why does Canada? Why can Canada handle prostitutes and we can't? I don't understand that.
I don't know, man. Why don't you go ask Canada?
That's not an answer.
Yes, it is an answer. This is the United States of America. There's all kinds of historic reasons why the United States doesn't like prostitutes. We had a puritanical base, a generation and a foundation of religious Puritans that founded the basic moral compass of this country, the moral trajectory of this country, which was going to be opposed to the libertine aspects of European culture. It was religious. And this is what took root in America. We were anti-European, and the Europeans were very libertine and very free with their sexuality, and we didn't want to do that.
Boy, what a fun-loving country we are. So as it turns out, then, I get to go to jail if I put an ad in the paper or in Craigslist that says I...
But what does your ad say?
You know what? It's none of your business. It's nobody else's business. But if I put an ad in there that says I gotta have what I gotta have.
8 7ths. Boy.
Don't make it sound like I'm sick or something.
Well, then you can spell it out a little bit. 877-876 Phil. James in Miami listening on WAXY. Go ahead, James.
Hey, this guy here, it does sound a little weird the way he won't really spell it out on what he's doing. For his ad.
Put an ad in Craigslist to advertising for a woman. What do you mean I don't spell it out?
Just let me say what I have to say, all right? I love Craigslist. It's the greatest thing with, buying, selling, finding things for free and all that stuff. If you want to talk just personal ads, I met a couple of women. I've had a great time. There's going to be a crime ratio to anything in the world when it comes to...
That's what I've been saying.
Ad on Craigslist, whether it's an ad in anything. There's going to be a couple of nuts out there that are going to be dangerous. And you can't stop everything. But
So what's your point? You agree with me then?
My point is, I am pro Craigslist.
You agree.
And I am pro the fact that you can do things to a certain limit without breaking the rules. And if you're putting up crazy stuff like you need animals and this, that, and the other, that's just way out of line, man.
If they take the sex ads down from Craigslist, you're going to see more ads for animals because you're not allowed to have women. That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about, man? You're going to have more ads?
This guy's laughing.
Let me ask you. The last gentleman, met a girl on Craigslist, right? It turned out she wanted to be your boyfriend, right? And she was a prostitute on Craigslist. And I did not know that.
I didn't find out
until a month later. She's a great girl. She puts ads up. She makes a living. Great girl.
So when you found out, I want to ask you something, James. When you found out that she was a prostitute, what did you say to her? I'm sorry. Did she get angry?
Of course she's going to get angry.
Well, I was kind of cool about it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to just pass on this and move on, you know. And, of course, I went straight to my doctor, made the appointment, and I got checked out, you know.
Wait a minute. So you went ahead and you had sex with this girl and then you didn't pay her? And you call me immoral.
No, I never.
You guys are calling me immoral.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Right, it's a personal ad. It was a personal. In other words, she wasn't advertising sexual service. It was a personal ad. And then later she copped to the fact that she was there for money, right?
Well, all I'm saying
is... Isn't that right, James? Yeah.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I'm saying that...
I know what he's talking about. He's saying that up to a certain point.
Up to a certain point, and then after that, we'll take the ads down. You can go to Canada and have sex, because they're trustworthy in Canada. All they do are chop people's heads off on buses. But down in the United States, you might as well go ahead and marry your hand.
Yeah, all right, listen, I got to take a break. Thank you so much, James. 877-876-PHIL. The United States, the American male, are we disrespected by Craigslist? Why is it that Canada gets to have Craigslist and we don't? Why is it that Canada has legalized prostitution and we don't? And do you buy the fact that if American men are no longer allowed to relax by way of sex ads on Craigslist, suddenly we're going to have male-on-male assault and male-on-dog assault. 877-876, Phil, more of your calls to come, plus senior chat with Harvey Wireman later on in the program on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall on the line with us, and we're talking about Craigslist, the fact that they have stopped running these adult service ads. And, you know, David, your philosophy that they have stopped running these adult service ads being an insult to the American man, taking it so personally that you said that Craigslist considers the American male to be nothing more than some sort of Dickensian street thug.
Well, I mean, we might as well be the most diseased and malignant Dickensian Oliver Twist. You know, did you ever see the character in Oliver Twist, Ben Fagan? He was hunched over from so much gonorrhea.
No, he wasn't. You know what? I don't want to talk about that anymore.
That's what Craigslist considers the American male to be. Filthy. And you got an advertiser, DGEGold.com, right?
Yeah.
I would rather go to DGEGold.com and see what they got by way of precious metals and check out the fact they always beat competitors in pricing and service. That's the only thing that I'm going to do now with my life. Go and deal in precious metals from the guys over there at DGEGold.com. And as soon as I get their number, I'm going to call them because there's no point in me fooling around any longer with the rest of this. I'm being called a degenerate. I'm going to go back home and
just deal in gold, huh?
Well, I'm going to go over to DGEGold.com and see what they're dealing in. What's the number?
Their number?
No, your number. Yes, their number.
I'm sorry,
888-852-4343.
DGEGold.com.
And they're a sponsor of yours, so they're going to know who I am. You know, I don't think I got that account, but
they'll know who you are. 877-876-PHIL, talking to David G. Hall here about Craigslist. Here is David in Louisville, Kentucky. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just want to tell you, I'm afraid that your executives, this is cutting into his recreational time, and I believe that he's, the problem that he has is he wants to use Craigslist for his own personal use under the name of the media manager, what he is for there. Craigslist provides an excellent service. Craigslist was providing a service that ultimately would have gotten them into trouble with the FCC had anybody majorly complained, because they're ultimately allowing that to happen on their site and, you know, basically encouraging this. Your executive, you know, I'm sorry that
I travel all over the country, sir.
This, but,
sir, I travel all over the country. I'm an American male. I'm an American male. I travel all over the country, sir, and I can tell you that as an American man, I feel insulted that you and I and Mr. Henry and that guy Wayne and all the guys that call tonight are considered to be, we don't rate. We got to go and find a hand. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
This guy listening to me at all? Are you there?
I'm here.
Who's screening your show tonight, Phil?
You know what we're doing? Dan's, why? What's the matter?
Well, did you hear what I just said? What's the guy's name?
David.
David, do you hear me?
I'm trying to listen to you.
Oh, you're trying to listen to me. Well, what if I said to you?
I'm trying to listen to you.
What if I said to you that I was trying to listen to you, but I just couldn't quite do it?
Well, all right, David. What's your comment?
God.
That it? All right, thank you. You, sir. You're right. I got two Davids. Yeah, you in Louisville.
Yeah, that's what's confusing him.
David in Louisville.
I'm afraid that's what it is. As I said, I'm sorry that it's cutting into his personal time that he can't use Craigslist in that to have his enjoyment that he needs. Apparently, he needs.
Well, how do you? Well, of course I do. Don't you? Don't you?
Don't I what? Do I use Craigslist? No. Have I ever used Craigslist? No. Do I believe that prostitution is illegal? Yes. Would I use a service? No. And it's just because I believe it's degrading to women.
So you say that Canada degrades women. Canada is the most, what do they got up there? It's environmental, it's liberal, and you say they degrade women.
Apparently, yeah.
I'm not asking you, Phil. I'm asking the gentleman.
David in Louisville.
You keep bringing up Canada and that, and, you know, at the break that you said that you were going to go up and visit Canada because they allow this. If you like it so much, then move to Canada. It sounds like you would be a perfect fit for Craigslist with up there.
Let me ask you a question. I've always felt that America is the greatest country in the world. But if I can go to Canada and put an ad in the Craigslist up there that says I need to have a woman at my hotel at 10:30, doesn't that sound like a better country than America?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
Because I can't believe you and your thought this day and time with the number of diseases that are out there that you would take the risk.
I don't believe you guys don't think that any country that lets you send out for it, like you're sending out for some hot wings.
Hot wings. David in Louisville, thank you. We'll be back. We got Harvey Wehrman Senior Chat coming up. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.